Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody. It's Rob Scarry, it's Rob Scarry Show. We've made it to another Friday. Yes, we have. The world has not blown up because Donald Trump is the Republican nominee. Or I guess you have to say presumptive, right? Presumptive nominee. But what has happened is Eddie Munster himself, Paul Ryan, is officially lost his mind. He has. He's officially lost his mind. I think he was angling for the contested convention. I think he was angling to be the white knight. Now, what was it? The white knight on the white horse, riding to save everyone. Remember that was how he got his speaker job. Remember, he didn't want that. He said, "I don't want this job. Now, I will take the job if I'm forced into the job. If my party is at the point where they say, please, please, Congressman Ryan, please, we need you. Oh, we need you. Please save us. Then I will take the job, but I don't want the job. Being the Speaker of the House, ugh, horrible job." Remember that? Remember that. And after all these people came out who were angling for the speaker job, like they were actively wanting the job, like that the Benghazi guy, what was his name, Chafee? Remember him? He's on the Benghazi panel or whatever panel. Whatever panel a few months before, and he's screaming, I think, at Hillary. And he's just screaming. Always screaming. Was it Jason Chafee? They all came out and they're like, you know, I'll back Speaker Ryan. He's an awesome dude. He ran for vice president with Mitt Romney. He's like a rock star. And then what is it, about a week later, Paul Ryan goes, I'm going to be the Speaker of the House. They need me. So that was the narrative. That's the Paul Ryan narrative. That's the Paul Ryan narrative. He's the needy chick. He's the clingy chick. That's what Paul Ryan is. He's the clingy chick. He needs to be needed. And I get it. I need to be needed. I'm a needy person. So I get it. I'm not, you know, a congressman. Just a putz over here on internet radio. But I get it. I get it. So the talk was Paul was going to be the fresh face. I'm telling you, that's what this is all about. Everything just kind of blew up so quick. It really did. It's almost as if Ted Cruz got word, or he smartened up. But it was almost as if somebody gave him some info and said, "Hey, you know, Ted, if you get to a contested convention, if you somehow manage to deny Trump the delegates, even by one, and in the 6 weeks before the convention, he's not able to round up one delegate, there's no way they're going to give you the nomination. You know They're going to, matter of fact, we've got good information that they're going to bring in Paul Ryan. And it's like Ted Cruz went, what? I thought they really liked me. Rent said for me to keep going. Just take it all away. And whoever was in the Cruz bot orbit was like, no. Or Cruz just smartened up. Or Cruz has just been listening to Mark Levin too long. And he's believing all the Reagan comparisons. So when Levin goes, you know, Ronald Reagan, when he lost at 77, he bowed out. He bowed out. It paved the way. It paved the way for the Reagan Revolution. Maybe, who knows? Who knows? But what I do know is Eddie Munster, Paul Ryan, was the white knight. He was the guy that was going to be the Karl Rove fresh face. He was going to be the consensus candidate. He was going to be the guy that when all said and done, Trump didn't get the delegates, Cruz didn't get the delegates, Kasich didn't get the delegates. So all three of them would be disqualified. I'm telling you, that was the plan. All three of them would be disqualified. Remember, 6 days before the convention was going to start, 6 days before the convention was going to start, they are going to write a rules book, a brand new set of rules. And I'll bet you all the shekels in the Middle East that it would have said, Cruz, Trump, Kasich are disqualified because they didn't get the delegate needed. So in turn, it's a do-over. Now remember, I had said before that there's no way that Rents Priebus and the Republican Party would go into that convention blind. Remember, I did say that. Those of you who listen to the show, I don't want you to say, Rob, you said there would not be a contested convention because they're not going to go in without preparation. Yes, I said that. But, if the preparation was already in the works with Paul Ryan, then that's different. And it's obvious that the film crews, it's obvious that some production was done. Remember, Paul Ryan went to Israel. Why did Paul Ryan go to Israel? Why would the Speaker of the House go to Israel right in the middle of the most hotly contested presidential primary in our lifetime? Yeah, you had the Reagan four, but come on, that was nothing compared to now, and you all know it. So there goes Paul Ryan to Israel. He's trying to look like a president. They have all these videos made of Paul Ryan giving speeches. I mean, it was set up. They were already shooting video for that convention. They were already putting together the life story. Because remember, they've got footage from 4 years ago. They've got those montages when Paul Ryan ran for vice president. So they already had a head start. So they weren't going to go with someone completely new. They couldn't. Like I said, they're not going to go into that convention. They're not going to go into a billion-dollar business that weekend, that week, however long. Remember, you got people coming a day or two before. You got people staying a day or two after. I mean, it's basically a week. It's a billion-dollar week. You're not going to go into that not knowing what the hell. They're not going to go into that just who's it going to be? What? No. So they had it planned. Paul Ryan was the guy. Paul Ryan was the White Knight. Now, I know he came out and said, I'm not looking to be the nominee. Remember he had the press conference when all the speculation was going around? I'm not looking to be the nominee. I think the nominee should be someone that ran. I'm not. Yeah, it was the same thing he said. I don't want to be the Speaker of the House. I don't want to be. I'm not. I mean, it was set up. And then all of a sudden, what happens? Ted Cruz out, Kasich out. Nobody was expecting Trump to just bury everybody in Indiana. They weren't expecting that. They expected Cruz to win, or at least have it be just neck and neck. Where Cruz goes, okay. I did the Fiorina gimmick. I did the Kasich gimmick. I got Pence. I closed the gap. I lost, but I only lost by 10, 20,000 votes. It's working. It's working. What I'm doing is working. On we move. On we go. Nobody. Nobody saw Trump just burying everyone in Indiana. I mean, just burying everyone in it. He just buried everybody. He buried everybody. He basically took a baseball bat and just blasted everybody in the head. Indeed, that was it. Boom, bang, bong. And once you do that, what the hell's Cruz going to do? Seriously, once you get blasted, once you pull out all the stops, once you pull out all the gimmicks, still get blasted, you can't go on. You can't. You can't do it. You can't do it. It's done. It's over. So they drop out, and now all of a sudden, the White Knight theory, the White Knight plan, the White Knight concept is gone. There's no contested kid. There's nothing. It's over. Finished. Done. And remember, they didn't anticipate Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders still going on. So what happens yesterday? Paul Ryan, he's talking to good old Jake Tapper, who, by the way, I know him. I know him. I know him going back about 16 years ago, and I hit him up on Twitter. I sent him articles. I got a shout out once, and since then I haven't gotten a shout out. That's offensive to me, but I digress. So Munster there, he's on with Tapper, and I wish I had the soundbite. And I think starting Monday, we're going to start having more sound clips. We're kind of changing up our schedule a little, and I'll discuss more of that later. I'll discuss some changes that we're putting into place, and I'll do that, I don't know, maybe the second or third segment. But anyways, Paul Ryan, and I'm trying to find the exact quote. I mean, I guess it's not necessarily 100% important at this juncture, except that I wanted to get the words exact. But as I read through, and I'm trying to find the exact, which I can't. But basically, Ryan said, I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I'm not ready. That's what he said. He said, I'm not ready to support Donald Trump. That's what he said. He said, Jake, I'm not ready to get behind Donald Trump. He's not ready. He's the nominee. You're the Speaker of the House. You're not ready? What do you mean you're not ready? You're not ready to get behind your nominee. You're not ready. I mean, think about that. The Speaker of the House, the Republican Speaker of the House, said he's not ready to get behind not just the nominee, but the 11 million Republican voters. Because that's what it's up to now. It's up to 11 million voters. 11 million voters. That's more than Romney, more than Bush, more than McCain. He's not ready to get behind the 11 million people. Because that's what he's saying. He's saying, I'm not ready to get behind not just Donald Trump, not just Donald Trump, but the 11 million people that voted for him. Now, one would have to assume that part of that 11 million, and it's going to go up. Yeah, I know the rest of these contests are kind of ceremonial. But that 11 million is probably going to go to 12 or 13. And I would assume out of that 12 or 13 million, there are people sprinkled into different districts that Paul Ryan presides over. So you got to figure there's people from Pennsylvania. You got to figure there's people from New York. You got to figure there's people from Connecticut. You got to figure there's people from Florida. I mean, there's congressmen and congresswomen who represent districts that voted for Trump. Am I wrong? Am I right? Am I? I know I'm just an internet host. I know I'm just a low educated internet host, but I'm right, huh? I'm right, huh? Right? Out of the 12 million people that voted for Trump, there has to be congressmen and women that are in districts where those people casted their vote for Donald Trump. And Paul Ryan, as a Speaker of the House, presides over those congressmen and congresswomen right? So when the speaker says, I'm not ready to get behind him, he's telling the voters, I don't care what you want. I don't care who you voted for. Me. My one vote, which is here, matters more than all of you. Wow. And the Republican Party wonders why they are exactly where they are. The Republican Party sits around, whether it's the Crystals or it's the other podcasters like Eric Erickson or the Essie Cups or the Stevens. They all sit around and go, how did we get here? How did this guy take over our party? How did this happen? What is going? Well, I mean, the Paul Ryan situation is there's so many examples. I mean, there really is. We could go through the list. But the Paul Ryan situation that happened yesterday, I think really amplifies. It is like bang. Speaker of the House coming out and saying, I'm not ready to get behind him. You're not ready to get behind the nominee? Why? Because Plan B hasn't been laid out? Because this wasn't supposed to happen? Because you were supposed to be the nominee? You were supposed to ride into the convention and get the nomination? And when this happened Tuesday night, you and Priebus and all the other grand poobahs of the Republican Party haven't had a chance to get together and figure out what to do. So everybody's kind of running scatterbrain. You got Priebus saying one thing. You got McConnell saying another thing. It's nutty. You got people like Rick Perry. You got people like Rick Perry, who Donald Trump said had to wear glasses. He had to put on glasses so people would think he was smart. You got Rick Perry going, yeah, I'm for Trump. I'm for Trump. You got John McCain. John McCain, who Trump said, he's no war hero. He got captured. I like people that don't get captured. Remember that? And McCain came out and said, you know, I'm a Republican. I support whoever the nominee is. That's what I do. I'm loyal. That's John McCain. And then you got Mitt Romney, who was begging for Trump's endorsement back in 2012, begging for it. And then Mitt Romney, as we jump 4 years, is doing the whole speech, calling Trump a liar, a scumbag, all the names, just everything. And he comes on and says, I'm not going to attend the convention. And then, of course, Bush 1 and 2, they said they're not endorsing Trump. Now, I get that. Plus, if I was Trump, I don't know if I'd want them to endorse me. I mean, 12 years of Bushes. I mean, that's not exactly a glow. I mean, you'd rather have Ron Reagan Jr. You'd rather have Patty Davis say, I endorse Trump. I mean, I'd rather have like the Reagan endorsement from the grave, something. So I get the Bush not endorsing. Plus, I mean, let's face it. Trump buried Bush is supposed to be the one running against Hillary. That was the plan. I mean, soon as the race was on, Bush was the first one that got attacked. Trump was like, you're going down. If I don't finish this nomination process, if I lose, at least let me outlast you, you little scumbag. So, I mean, I get that too. I don't know if I would endorse somebody that ruined my brother or my son's political career. Because Bush is done. I mean, there is no, you know, he's got a bright future come 2020. No, he doesn't. Low energy Jeb is going to be with him to the day he dies. It really is. He's always going to be low energy. That's forever. So the Republican Party wonders. They wonder why they are where they are. There you go. You got, people like McCain and Rick Perry, who took some serious shots from Donald Trump going, we are Republicans, we are a family, we stand together. And then the Speaker of the House saying, I'm not ready to get behind Donald Trump. Well, not to quote Larry Wilmore, okay? Not to quote the comedian who did the White House Correspondents' Dinner, okay? Not to quote him. Not to quote President Barack Hussein Obama. Not to quote any of the people from that correspondence. But when Obama said, listen, guys, you have a choice, chicken or fish. There is no other choice, chicken or fish. When Ryan says, I'm not ready, well, what's going to get you ready? What's going to get you ready? You have no other choice. You have no other choice. These are the cards that were dealt. Your game, your cards, what you were hoping that would make you win, lost. That's it. You're not going to be the White Knight. There is going to be no contested convention. It's over. It's done. All the videos you made, the trips you made, the plans you made, the deals you made, gone. It's gone. You lost. It's over. You're not going to be the White Knight. I'm sorry, Paul. Okay? And I know you're all still in shock. But you should have got together Tuesday night it happened. Today's Friday. You went and talked to Jake Tapper yesterday. You knew the question was going to come up. Okay? You knew the question was going to come up. Wednesday, okay? Wednesday, you should have met with Priebus. You should have met with everybody that you put this plan in motion with. You should have met with everybody and said, okay, all right, it's over. It's done. I'm not going to be the white knight. I got to put my horse away. I got to put my horse back in the stable. Dang. Darn. I really, really, really wanted to be the president of the United States. That should have been done. So, you know, I've said this before. I was a liberal addict for many years. And I switched. I switched parties. But what a time it is. What a time it is to switch to a party that is basically going to be, you can't say it's not going to be anymore, but it's definitely going to be fractured. It's never going to be the same. And from this 2016 election, you're going to have two parties out of the Republican Party. You're going to have two parties. That's what's going to happen. It is. 100% it's going to happen. And the thing is, it's going to take years and years for either side to ever win the White House again. And for the side of the Paul Ryans and now Lindsey Graham, who has just come out and said he will not vote for Donald Trump. Imagine that. Lindsey Graham, who is the girlfriend of John McCain. Husband and wife. Husband and wife. Husband goes, I'm voting for Trump. And the woman goes, I'm voting for Hillary. It's like a comedy skit. So you got husband and wife, John McCain. I'm going to vote for Trump. And Lindsey's like, there's no way I'm voting for Trump. No way. I'll write in my own name. Maybe I'll write in Liza Minnelli's name. Hello. It's just insane. The Republican Party is insane. It's just insane. And they think that's the wild thoughts that are going around in Washington. The wild thoughts are, you know what, there's 2020. What is happening now is unfixable. This is never going to go back to the way that the Republican Party, or I should say the establishment, wants it to be. That's the fundamental problem that they don't get, or at least they get it. But again, they want to do the field of dreams, wishful thinking, wishful wanting. And if they do this, then another outcome will happen. It's amazing.